Hour number two of the starting lineup begins now here on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal. At Tyler Ivins on Twitter. Will West returning tomorrow. He is on assignment today. I would tell you what his assignment is today, but I don't want to break the bro code or co-host code of what exactly he's doing today, but let's just say he is being a fantastic fiancé. Is that accurate? Is he being a fantastic fiancé?
Yeah.
We'll
absolutely.
Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Kane.
Important things on in his world here coming up.
Dude, and, listen, that's, you know. Look, just because I'm 33 and I don't want to get married doesn't mean that I'm going to keep my co-host from getting married at 42.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants. And speaking of which, seeing that I am the co-host and I'm now attending his wedding, that means I can do whatever I want at his wedding. That means if I want to put anybody through a table, WWE style, like my producer, Eric Kane, I'm going to put you through a table like Bubba Ray Dudley.
I don't know if Tiff's going to be going for that now. Come on now.
Tiff's going to be too busy shaking hands and kissing babies. She's not going to care what happens to one of the catering tables in the back left-hand corner of the venue.
Like, Tyler Robbins needs to be at our wedding, but do we really need to invite him?
By the way, I give out great gifts. That's one thing. You want to know what one of my superpowers is? I give out fantastic gifts.
I look forward to my Christmas gift every year from you.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I finished it off, you know, by January 5th. But
sure,
hey.
I'm sure you did. And I'm sure they're ready for my credit card again at the establishment that I purchased it from, Eric Kane. An establishment called Kroger Field is where you were. That Saturday night, Tennessee, 17-13, better than Kentucky.
Hey, they went grocery shopping, huh? Went grocery shopping.
The Vols are 500 after a 1-4 start. Open date before they travel to Missouri. Coming up November 23. This is a different Vols team. I don't know if it was the open date before Georgia. I don't know if it was Jared Guarantano getting screws put in his hand. Now apparently he's Terminator. He's got a little red dot for an eye. Whatever. Tennessee fans, they woke up Sunday morning. The good feels continue into Monday. And I'm sure a lot of excited Tennessee players that they get at least a couple of mental days off before they get a focus on Missouri and Vanderbilt.
Yeah, just a couple of things. I made some notes up in that ball game, and of course we all know it, but you know, you go back and really think about it. 17-13, the victory for Tennessee. And like you said, 500, both overall record and in the SEC, a very much improved football team compared to the beginning of the year. It didn't look like Tennessee was going to finish that win off last night. The way it started, or Saturday night, the way it started, 13-0 in the first quarter lead for Kentucky. That first drive, 17 plays, took 10 minutes and 18 seconds off the clock. That was a hell of a drive by Kentucky. You couldn't do it any better. That was its game plan going in. It executed it flawlessly. Drive number one, Tennessee down 7-0. Drop snap on a punt and a short field for Kentucky takes advantage, 13-0. Brian Maurer in the first half, 7-16, 98 yards, had a long completion to Marquez Callaway before the half. But in steps in Jared Guarantano, 7-8, 115, 2 touchdowns, great throws to Palmer. That was the second touchdown. And then his first touchdown to Marquez Callaway, trying to go back shoulder on the fade there in the red zone. And Callaway just goes up and manhandles that football, makes an incredible catch. Tennessee takes the lead, holds off a goal line stand, the play of the game. Daniel Batuli, can't say enough about him. 19 tackles. He and Jaquan Blakely made that fourth and goal stop from the 2-yard line. This is Bob Kessling's call on the Vol Radio Network late in that fourth quarter. This is the play of the game.
Tennessee with a 17-13 lead. Bowden, option, going right, cuts it up. He stopped. He stopped at the 2-yard line. Tennessee stops Bowden as Garland came up with Blakely, who came into the game, and they stopped Bowden at the 2-yard line. And Tennessee has come up with a great goal line stand at the 2-yard line, and the Volunteers take over with 1:17 remaining. And they hold on to the 17-13 lead.
I don't know if you can hear the clapping, like in the deep, deep, deep distance of the headset. I'm going to say that's Tim Berry. I'm going to say that's Engineer Tim Berry in the background, really hitting it, just really hitting palms to palms. Hitting palms to palms.
As he's probably muting Tim Priest's mic right in the middle of it, too.
Those are my favorite ones, is when you can hear Kessling's call. And he's, you know, sometimes it's, you know, he's over the top, as he should be with a lot of these calls. And you can hear Priest in the background just losing his mind.
Oh, that was one of 19 tackles on the night for Daniel Batuli. Jeremy Pruitt said post-game in the wee hours of Sunday morning, man, I need a whole team full of Daniel Batulis. He loves Tennessee. He loves being a team captain. He loves playing football. I asked Daniel Batuli about that moments later, and he said, oh, Coach Pruitt said that? Man, I guess I'll take it. You don't get many compliments out of Coach Pruitt. So the head coach certainly happy about his senior linebacker. Proud of the guys. He showed resiliency. He said that a number of times. But again, he said Tennessee made it too hard on itself. Got to improve that way. Three touchdowns called back, six penalties for 56 yards. But Tennessee, a much-needed bye week, open week, off date, whatever you want to call it, coming up this week, trying to get healthy before returning to Missouri back on November 23rd to finish off the first of two games of the season. Today's UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now. From design, construction to maintenance, one call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage, 947-7527, or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com.